This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. Happy hump day. It's sunny here. So far, so good. We'll see. Although you said today is going to be a lot like yesterday was, right? Kind of on the windy side. Is there a chance of rain?
What I'm looking at is a mix of clouds. So you'll see some spots with partly cloudy skies and then increasing clouds later. But okay. Either way, mixed clouds and highs in the 60s.
All right. Perfect. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. I've told you already many times, All Natural Stone helped us with our kitchen remodel. It came out excellent. You will love the work they do. They've got so much to choose from, too. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, Dublin, or San Jose, and online at All Natural Stone.
You did that backwards. .com. We want to say Dublin!
I'm just reading what's in front of me. And All Natural
Stone. It doesn't say that. It actually says it the other way.
Oh, no. It's an updated copy. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he got updated.
What are you talking about?
Mine isn't updated. It says in Dublin.
What's because of Vinny's tag?
Sorry. Back to you, Vinny. Okay. Back to All Natural Stone. My bad. Sorry. I like to just yell in Dublin. That's all.
You can yell it.
Dublin.
And online at All Natural Stone. Why'd it get weird in here?
I don't know.
I was just sitting here. What happened?
You didn't let me say in Dublin.
Anyway, allnaturalstone.com. And happy birthday to Kara that works at All Natural Stone. She is she's one of their design experts that helped us set up our dream kitchen. So happy birthday, Kara.
Happy birthday. And your kitchen is a dream.
It came out incredible.
That place is gorgeous. Yep. Like, I picture you, you know, your wife is so beautiful, right? So I picture her in the sort of a gauzy white thing floating around in her beautiful white kitchen.
Like an angel.
An angel laden with fruit for her new juicer. Woo!
Right. Well, we'll see how that goes today. I'm excited to try it.
I can't wait to hear.
All right. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with the coronavirus updates. Fauci spoke yesterday, and he put it out there that, you know, I think we're all aware, the real tear now is, while we've had some success at what they call flattening the curve, and it's basically destroyed our economy, now it's a matter of, can we get back to living, and hopefully in time to rescue people's finances and jobs and businesses and everything else. So yeah. That's the tear. Here's the quote. There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control. So that's understandable. And it's his job to be careful. He's a doc and he gets to say, you know, what he thinks. Obviously, people who run cities are looking at other factors when they decide how they're going to, you know, do things. I know our stay-at-home order continues here in the Bay Area through at least the end of this month, right?
That's the last I heard was from you, that right. Was it June 1st or was it?
I thought it was like June 3rd, but either way, okay. I'm guessing that's going to get extended. LA County looks like it's going to extend some form of stay-at-home order until August. The problem that everyone continues to have is as they start to reopen things, you have to actually look up what's available in your particular area.
Right.
For example, as Newsom's talking about how we can start to reopen restaurants, except in the Bay Area, no. or except in LA, no. So it's really not applicable to everyone, and it's going to be interesting to see how many people find themselves in trouble because they didn't know. You know, the beaches are starting to reopen in LA, but the shelter in place will be there till August. It's hard to figure that,
it
right?
It is kind of a weird, like, wait, now what? What can I do? What can't I do?
So,
I just hope we get it all opened up back in time to save some of these. I just don't want every freaking restaurant I love to go under, et cetera. All the other stuff that, you know, you sort of take for granted in your neighborhood. It's people who are struggling.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Hashtag move California forward. You can look at that and see, I'm sure, an update from your local restaurant. Like, that's a place to track some of this stuff.
So anyway, that's the latest there. And Newsom did talk about restaurants sort of starting to look at reopening and serving people food in their dining rooms. But there's a bunch of other things that are necessary. I'm sure everyone wants to do it. I'm sure every restaurant's like, whatever we have to do to get people back in our locations,
right. We'll do it. Half the people, we're fine.
Well, one of the things he mentions is they'll want you to wear masks when you're not taking a bite. All right. Well,
we need to have masks that have like a hatch so you can quickly pull it down, like an elastic one. You just pull it down under your chin, put in the bite, and let it go.
Well,
and double duty napkin.
How about your R&D department? Let's get to work on a new pattern.
All right, I'm going to go back to the design studio.
There are other businesses dealing with this as well, as there was a post from a doctor who was on a flight. I believe he was coming from New York back to the Bay Area, and he posted a picture of the flight was full. It was a full flight. And
I thought they were doing those.
We'd been hearing a lot of planes are empty because no one's even flying. But in this particular case, the plane was full and he had a mask on and most people did. But it's almost frightening to see no spaces between people. And
it is.
Delta, American, and United have all told their employees that they can absolutely force people to wear a mask to get on the plane, but flight attendants can't force people to wear them once they're there.
So there's a little loophole.
Well, what it creates is when that person gets on the plane and gets in their seat and starts pulling their mask off because they're trying to do whatever they're doing, there's not going to be a conversation about how, can you please, I don't know, how's that going to go? Are the people going to get unruly around that person who's now taking their mask off?
Well, I'm sure there'll be incidents, Vinny. There will be people who are like, I'm the effing police of this plane.
Right.
And then there will be other people who don't want to put the mask on. And when they're asked by people around them, they'll go crazy. So it's going to be the joy of human interaction at
its
finest.
While we're talking about masks, almost 90% of Americans say they're now using face masks as a way to stay safe when they have to go out. And that's good. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. Well, and it's the only way you can get into some places. They won't bear signs. They won't let you in.
Right. Almost 30% of people say they may never fully be comfortable going into stores again. Well, that's, look, I think that you'll get over that eventually. But another thing that I saw today and I thought of you, Maskne.
Maskne?
Maskne.
Maskne, all right.
It's the acne you get from wearing your face mask.
Dude,
Maskne. It's
real, and it doesn't take very long either. I don't even wear the mask that much. I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I swear to God, I have like a little thing right here.
You got maskne. Dermatologists say you can prevent it by regularly washing your mask and washing your face before and after you wear one, but maskne is real. Sarah's not completely, at least not crazy for that reason.
Hey, how
dare
you?
Maskne, everyone. That's the term for the thing
you're experiencing. And I'm definitely, you know what, though? That's what I'm going to have to do is start, like, using soap on my face. That's what it comes down to. And my face is going to, now my face is going to be like my knuckles, all dried out. And, God.
Well, get
maskne. Who knew there was a name for it?
You can get a face wash.
I know.
That won't
I'm gonna
wreck your face besides regular soap and regular hand lotion that you use?
I'm telling you, soap is really tough on my skin. Hates soap.
All right. Okay, I have a question for you.
All right.
How much time do I have? Oh, I have time. Okay. So if I had left, remember we were pregnant, and then there was like, all right, well, the baby's going to come, and Vin's going to have to tap out, and we had to put plans in place, and then I left for the, you know, okay, it's on, we're having the baby, and I'm taking a couple weeks to hang and bond and do all that, you know.
Paternity time.
Paternity time, right? So there's that. But if I come back and I tell you, I name my daughter Willa.
After your dog?
Right. How would you have felt about that? Because it's a true question people are experiencing, where they've named their pet something that they liked, and then they've suddenly are starting a family, and they're like, yeah, but I love that name. That's the name I want for my kid.
I think that you get far enough. It's weird.
It's weird.
It is weird. It's like, all right. But the kid becomes the name. Like, I think that if that's what you want to do, you go ahead. I feel like, really, there's actual problems in the world. Like, I'm not going to spend any time thinking about what you named your kid. If you named your daughter Willa, I'd be like, it is a beautiful name. It's like a tattoo. Can't really tell. It's too late.
Right.
Just say how great you think it is.
Great
and
job.
And privately,
right.
You can be like, that's effing weird. And then let it go from your mind. Like, it isn't your problem. It's nobody. In fact, things aren't problems until we make them problems, I find.
Well,
so,
to
I
your
think
point
you're fine.
From earlier, you said any people will argue anything. What a carbonara is, right? So there's
exactly.
People arguing online about whether it's okay to name your baby after your pet. And most agree it is bleeping weird, as you stated.
It's like one of those things that you could go, is that really necessary? Or what are you thinking? Or what other names you got?
Is that
already set in stone?
To me, there are a million names out there.
Really? So, yeah, it's so hard to choose.
Honest to God,
so
pick any other name. There's really, it's not that, you don't have to. That's one of those weird things, like when Biden's kid ended up with his brother's wife. I'm like, dude, there's a million, there's billions.
Yeah,
what am I saying?
Sometimes,
there's
though,
billions of women in the world. Come on.
You want to do the one near you.
Well.
Boy, that girl, she is for me because she's right here. So I'm going to guess
aside,
that.
We were in the car the other day on one of our usual get the bleep out of the house excursions. And we're talking about dogs because we saw one running down the road with a nice person. And my daughter's like, well, I'm going to name our dog Julie. And we're like, what the hell? Why? Julie?
You name your dog.
But we were just like, okay, well, you
Julie,
have an Aunt
huh?
Julie, though. Is she going to be? Whatever.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can do that or not.
Oh,
but
there's
luckily,
an Aunt Julie.
We're not getting a dog, so it's okay.
You're totally getting a
dog. We're not doing
it.
No way.
You are. Now's the time, baby. You're home. Come on. You're already tapped out.
Where am I going?
Yeah.
No, I mean, but I'm already home. But I mean, I don't think we're going back to work anytime soon. Do you?
So no time like the present.
Oh my God, you guys! One of the articles I was reading, and you'll see this in the news a lot today and going forward. Remember when I was speculating, we were doing it on the air, but I was saying, I think there's going to be a lot of businesses that go, what are we paying rent for? Everybody's working fine. Everyone seems happy enough. Let's just leave it like this.
Right.
A ton of companies are, including Twitter, has said, forget COVID-19. You can work at home indefinitely, as long as you want.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to be the start, I think, of the domino where companies start to really look. And the article was about how in New York, a similar thing is happening where the rents are outrageous. The buildings are beyond, you know, belief. And companies are going, we don't need to do that.
Well, look at how we're functioning. We're finding a way to do it. Like, if you can make it work. I mean, we were talking about this, like the amount of space that we rent in San Francisco.
Right.
For all the, and no one's, like right now, Nicole is the only person there. Okay, so there's a couple other people, but but really, and plus it's a corporation, so they've like, you know, HR is elsewhere, like all the, you know, they've moved a lot of services off-site.
That's
like,
right.
What are we doing? Why would we rent all this space?
So anyway, I'll take my time on that dog. It's a big commitment.
Yeah, but, you know, no time like the present. Maybe you know, your puppy's out
Clarkie,
there right now.
We were
now.
Just talking about this. I can't even find time to post a picture. You're going to add a puppy to the mix? Forget it. Our text number is...
I just really want to watch.
Yeah, I know you're having a great time with all this. 800-400-3697. Watching me just tread water and barely.
I'm so sorry, but it really is super entertaining. Like, to hear the stories, I just go, oh. It just makes me really grateful for things.
800-400-3697. According to 408, they say the pet at least has to be dead, though. Oh, I didn't even get to the goats.
Oh, my God. Do the goats. Just do
no,
it.
No. Listen, cue up the video. Can you get the video of the goats on the run in East San Jose? And I'll do that first news break in the next hour.
You got it.
The pet at least has to be dead, though. I mean, can you imagine trying to yell at your dog, but your kid cries? LOL.
Yeah, that's a... I mean, I thought that was a given. So, if I named... Yeah, I'm going to come down as a hard no on naming your kid after a pet you still have.
Okay.
That's, you know, look, you do whatever you want, but a no seal of approval from Clarky Clark. That's for sure.
Some people, I've got a few of these. Vinny, Henry Indiana Jones was named after his dog. Another one, Indiana Jones named himself after the dog.
What?
I don't know this story. I feel like I've seen all the Indiana Jones, but I don't remember the part where he's named after his dog.
Huh.
I don't remember that.
Somebody,
do you?
Please. No, I don't at all. Please clarify.
We as Americans, says 408, will need to decide, risk getting sick or not. Best case scenario for a vaccine is 18 months. Worst case, 3 years. Even if we get one. Oh, even if we get one.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, it's not just you you're risking. That's what it comes down to with this whole thing. And it's the reason that we're all isolated right now. If it was just me, I would take my chances. But it isn't. It's everyone I come into contact with and the people that they love.
Christy Tiger. What?
It must be Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen says she's gained 30 pounds in quarantine.
No, she posted up a picture of herself in a bikini the other day. She looked freaking fabulous.
Doesn't mean she was just, that was a shot from quarantine. Maybe that's
she
must
true.
Have a million pictures of herself, right?
She does.
She's a
she
model.
Does a lot of, she does a lot of throwbacks, too.
There you go.
I have a clip from Indiana Jones if you want
all
to
right,
hear
here we go.
Oh, yeah.
What did you find, Junior?
Junior?
Dad?
Please, what does it always mean? This Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Junior.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
May we go home now, please?
You are named after the dog?
That is
right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I've seen that movie and I did not remember he was named after the dog. There you go. There it is. If Harrison, if it's good enough for Harrison Ford's amazing character Indiana Jones, it's good enough for your new daughter, Willa.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I have some great stories coming up right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.